This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley, our Braves insider. He covers MLB for us. All-Star game next week here. He's going to be all over the festivities that are going on, and we will be broadcasting live from FanFest and over at Murph's, our buddy Dale Murphy's spot. Guys, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll have you covered. Fan Village as well, so make sure you tune in Tuesday, July 15th. But it starts Saturday right here on the game. Grant, how do you describe what happened last night?
I don't know that there is a single word for it other than to say it was more of the same for this Braves club, and it's something they can ill afford, as we know, and they continue to be 0 for California this year. That's something that obviously has to change. You were hoping that the A's might be the elixir for that, since they are certainly not the Dodgers, the Giants, or the Padres, but the Braves were unable to even get off the blocks in yesterday's games, a game, as we saw, the struggle to Didier Fuentes. And those struggles earned him a ticket back to the minor leagues.
Grant, what do we know about the...
Hold on one sec. There we go.
Grant, what do we know there about Ronald Acuña Jr., the back tightness, how it came to develop yesterday, and the chances of him getting back to the field today?
From what I understand, it was something that he suffered in a workout, and it was tightening up on him. And look, the Braves just aren't going to take any chances with Ronald Acuña Jr. I think that's pretty safe to say. If it, time and a brief break is what he needs in order to keep him in the lineup for a longer period of time, that's what the Braves are going to do. And at this point in the season, I think you just kind of look at it as, well, what else can you really do at this point? And should you be pushing all in at this juncture, or play it safe with somebody who's as important as Ronald Acuña Jr. is? So erring on the side of caution is really what the Braves are focused on.
Grant, as we talk about all the things that have, you know, necessarily not gone right for us, they continue to call up guys. Well, what does this look like? And I don't know if you've done the extensive research with all the different names and potential guys that may be called up, but, you know, I keep getting asked, Dukes, who else is in the minors that maybe we could get something from when you talk about this pitching situation we're in? Is there anybody that you've looked at or you've heard about that, hey, okay, they're going to maybe give this guy a shot that, you know, might be interesting or fascinating for us?
No, not really. And that's kind of the misery of the situation they find themselves in by losing so many members of their starting rotation all at one time. I don't care what club you are, it's going to be difficult to cover for the kinds of losses that the Braves have. And it's not just, you know, your fourth or fifth spot of your rotation. You're missing, essentially right now, two number one starters, because Chris Sale is Chris Sale, and Spencer Schwellenbach certainly has shown what he's capable of in his couple of years up here, last year and this year. You're excited to continue to see those guys go out there and pitch. And with the offense having the trouble that it was, you were just kind of hoping they'd be able to continue to lean on the rotation. But there's not a ton of depth and high-ceiling arms that are close to affecting the major leagues, and I think that Didier Fuentes is kind of a cautionary tale for if you overextend yourself in giving an opportunity. And maybe a start against the Marlins made perfect sense. His outing against the Mets, I think, kind of started to maybe unravel that plan. The next time out against the Angels was okay, I guess, but still didn't cover the innings that it needed to. And then everything went wrong for him against the Athletics yesterday. So it's just, it's gone from bad to worse. There aren't a whole lot of names and sure things, if you want to call it that, in the minors. And the Braves are going to have to figure out a way to get through it. And I think outside the organization, and I'm not talking about big trades here to affect them, maybe it's some signings or some smaller deals and acquisitions that could help them patchwork this thing together.
Grant, as we approach the All-Star game coming the next couple days, starting over the weekend, and then obviously Derby Monday and the game itself on Tuesday, do you feel like the Braves' struggles this season has kind of held back a little bit of energy for this city hosting this event?
Sure. I mean, it's kind of part and parcel to what the year has been. You'd like to have had a much better year. You'd like to have had way more opportunity for guys to represent the Braves in this All-Star game in this city. And, you know, not having gotten that chance a few years ago and now finally getting it back, or I guess getting it back in relatively short order. They didn't have to wait another 20 years to get it. But still, you would have liked to have had more out of it. But I think it's still going to be a fun event. Clearly, it will be more fun if Ronald Acuña Jr. gets over this little back issue very quickly and it doesn't put his status in doubt for either the game or the Derby. But yeah, I mean, it's one of the great what-ifs of the season. If they played better, what would it have looked like? Would it have felt a little bit different? Sure, it might have been a little bit more fun, but it is also worth pointing out that the All-Star Game is an event that a lot of people from a lot of cities and teams will travel to, so it was always going to be a crowd that was made up of a little bit of all 30 clubs and not just the Braves. But would they like to have had a little bit more the flavor to put to it, I guess, if you want to call it that, with a better season? Yeah, it would have had a lot of people with maybe a better taste in their mouth.
Grant, the automated ball strike system is coming to the All-Star Game next week in Atlanta. Are you for this? And for those who don't know, can you explain what it is?
Yeah, so they're messing with this thing in the minor leagues, and I think it's going to have a few different iterations, but essentially the understanding is that you will have a certain number of challenges for balls or strikes. It's something you have to initiate immediately. If you get it wrong, then you lose one of those. If you get it right, then you retain them moving forward. So it's kind of like Major League Baseball's challenge system. I don't really see how this necessarily solves the ball strike problem that I do believe is an issue at some level and some time with Major League umpires. But I will say that it is a very difficult job. And I think that the technology and particularly the strike zone boxes that are on the TV, and I talked about this on From the Diamond with Eno Saris of The Athletic about a month and a half ago, those boxes aren't always accurate, but they will make people go crazy. But MLB's tracking data is meant to be accurate, and there are some discrepancies. So finding something to maybe split the difference between the human element and what we can get out of technology to get these calls right is what MLB is trying to do. So if you see a pitcher or a batter step out or step away and tap their head, they're going to want that instant review. It is supposed to pop up on the screen, immediately show you where it is, and let you know, hey, the call was correct or the call was wrong, and then you go on with the game. But it's not an unlimited amount of challenges. That's something they felt like, I guess, would slow the game down too much.
Braves insider Grant McCauley, host of From the Diamond. It's coming your way 4 to 6 on Sunday. You're going to be live at Merv's, as will Andy and Randy before you and myself starting there at 10 a.m. So should be a fun baseball-filled day there on Sunday. Coverage on Saturday.
Tripleheader.
As well. Yeah, absolutely. Jurickson Profar last night, 0 for 4. His average is now down to 225. What have you seen from him in his week-plus return?
Not much. I mean, he's flashed a little bit of power. He does have, I think, the ability to work counts a little bit better than some of the other Braves, but it's such a small sample size. It's hard to really give a grade yet. I'd like to see a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, kind of get an idea of where he is. I know we're going to get the All-Star break, so it will kind of interrupt that or maybe hit that reset button, but perhaps that's a good thing for everybody involved. But not a lot yet, but you're just hoping for just more consistency out of left field, because that was a black hole for the Braves in the absence of Profar, and they simply need somebody to come out there and give them some consistent play.
Bryce Elder tonight. Look, we got nothing from Didier Fuentes last night. Elder, he can be shaky at times, we know. Any expectations there?
I mean, I don't know how to answer the expectations questions for some of these pitchers that we've seen just based on the recent results. I mean, Is Bryce capable of navigating five innings for you? Yeah, and honestly, you better hope that he does, because you're going to overtax your bullpen by having to pull the starter in the second inning if that is the case, or if he doesn't find a way to get through five or six. And honestly, I mean, last night was pretty ugly, but who knows if they just kind of have to have somebody wear it for a while in order to just get the bullpen a little bit more rested and back on its feet if he can. But Bryce Elder, since that start against the San Francisco Giants, where he was immaculate and the Braves lost in walk-off fashion, has been anything but. But they're going to need something from Bryce Elder and others to try to patch this thing together. But as we talked about with this rotation, there are a lot more questions than answers right now, and unfortunately, Bryce Elder has found himself back in the question pile.
Grant, with the late game for the Braves, I don't know if you had an opportunity. I was watching Dodgers-Brewers yesterday. Just Jacob Mizorowski is just super fun to watch. It probably got, you know, a little late for him to have any opportunity to play here in Atlanta. But just 12 innings last night, he gave up a leadoff homer to Ohtani and then shut it down from there. He's been incredible to watch. We've got Paul Skenes. There's just a number of really good young pitchers in the game right now.
Yeah, there are, and some of them are right there in the National League Central, because Skenes, as you mentioned, I mean, his run support has been criminal this year. He's obviously one of the better arms in the game. Mizorowski has exploded onto the scene. The 12 punch-outs against the Dodgers lineup, I think I saw some stat where it had been maybe 8 or 9 years since somebody was able to do that in a low amount of innings. It might have been 10 strikeouts over the first 4 innings or 5 innings, something of that nature. But basically, the Dodgers lineup doesn't typically have that kind of a problem. But Mizorowski, with what he can do, that high-powered arm, great stuff, and great secondaries, is going to be a lot of fun to watch. And then there's a kid, Chase Burns, that's pitching for the Reds. I'm interested to see how he acclimates himself to the big leagues. He dominated in the minors, came up, was impressive, then got blown up in a second start, which can happen. But now he's just going to get the opportunity to continue pitching for the Reds. They believe that he's ready, and that's the line of delineation between pitching prospects that you bring up. You got to make sure that they're ready. You don't want to rush them, and I don't think that Burns nor Mizorowski were rushed to the big leagues. I think that they're here. Their stuff is real. They're ready to play, and I don't know if I need to say about Paul Skenes. A lot of people have talked about him the last couple of years. Very exciting to watch. I'll be interested to see if he's able to take part in the All-Star game based on how everything lays out in the last couple of days beforehand with the limitations on starters who throw too close to the game.
What do you have coming up? And I don't want to, you know, blow any secrets you might have, but what do you have coming up next week? Because I know you've been working on some things, Grant.
Yeah, no, I'm just looking to take in everything that I possibly can from the All-Star game. I'm looking forward to the Fan Village experience as well. I know there's a lot of things that Major League Baseball has on deck there, with maybe a lot of former players and other appearances happening. But the live broadcast from MRS will be a lot of fun. I'm going to be doing some stuff with 11 Alive. The MLB draft, I hope to get a lot of content from. And then there's a media day where they're just going to set up the players all around Truist Park on, I believe it's Monday, before the Home Run Derby, and you just get access to talk to all of these guys. So I hope to get a lot of great stories, a lot of great interviews, and a lot of fun and mileage out of this for From the Diamond. So be sure to check that out, 4 to 6 this Sunday. And then also, I'm sure I'll have holdover stuff that will be good to go as we get the second half started next week. But a lot of stuff. I don't know how much I'm going to sleep, but I'm going to get a lot of baseball in over the next week, that's for sure.
Well, look, and our city always comes alive for these big events, and it'll be no different. To your point, the team not playing up to its capabilities and certainly been disappointing, but it doesn't take away from the event. Grant, we will talk tomorrow, man. Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
All right, thanks as always, guys.
Grant McCauley, Braves Insider.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not a lot, and not just Grant. Nobody has a lot of answers to, like, how to solve this, right? When we talk about all these different guys, the lineup, pitching, the one interesting thing, and I asked Grant that question about guys that could potentially come up and maybe help this team. If you guys don't think there was somebody that could do that, that wouldn't already be here, they would have done it already.
Yeah.
There isn't that guy or guys to do
we
that.
We know
with.
What the options are.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just don't like any of them.
I don't like any of them. All right. We got to come back. We got more to get to. We're live at Buffalo's Cafe, guys, in Hiram. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.